The first presidential debate is tonight. It is being billed as potentially the most watched in history. It could draw up to 100 million viewers, and that's getting into Super Bowl territory there. So over the weekend, both campaigns were out in full force. Yesterday at a rally in Miami, Hillary Clinton's vice presidential pick, Tim Kaine, promised his Democratic running mate was ready.
When the lights are bright like they are now, she brings the A-plus game to the table. She's going to be very, very good tomorrow. She'll be very, very good. Donald Trump's a performer and an entertainer. I'm not taking that away from him. He's got a reality show, and he tells people they're fired with a big grin on it. I'm sure he's going to be entertaining, but he can't get away with, like, doing the 15-second thing and then walking away, not taking questions, which is what he likes to do. No, it's 90 minutes, mano a mano.
And Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, was on ABC's This Week, and she said her nominee was going to bring the A-plus game as well.
I can understand why the Clinton camp is very nervous, because Donald Trump's got great presence stature. He's a brilliant debater. Newt Gingrich put it best. The former speaker recently said, Donald Trump is the best debater he's ever seen. He's like the Babe Ruth of debating. He really shows up and swings and does a great job.
All these sports metaphors. Well, let's bring in our A-plus political panel this morning. NPR commentator and columnist Cokie Roberts is on the line, and in the studio with me is Jonah Goldberg, senior editor at the National Review and columnist for the LA Times. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, David. Morning, Jonah.
Morning, Cokie.
So Hillary Clinton going into this debate, Cokie, with poll numbers falling, what do we know about how she's preparing and what she wants to pull off here?
Well, what we know is from her campaign, and they tell us things because they think that it's going to help her. So we don't know, you know, how accurate any of this is. But they say that she's been reading great big briefing books. Of course, we know that she's well versed on policy already, mm-hmm. and that she's preparing for whichever Donald Trump shows up, whether it's the pugnacious, ready to hurl insults Donald Trump, or the calmer, more disciplined and appearing to look quote-unquote presidential Donald Trump. There was a flap over the weekend about whether Mark Cuban, a fellow billionaire who doesn't like Trump, would be sitting in the front row to rattle him, and then Trump tweeted that he would then invite Jennifer Flowers, who had an affair with Bill Clinton. Yeah, so it was like that. But look, Hillary Clinton's big problem here is that, as you just said, she is falling in the polls. So what she's got to do is convince the Obama coalition of minorities and young people and women that they like her and that they're enthusiastic about her and that they're going to turn out to vote for her. And to remind the majority of people who continue to say that they don't think Donald Trump is qualified to be president of why that's true. And that's a bit tall order.
Jonah, Donald Trump, does he have a tall order? What is it? Is he reading thick briefing books or what's he doing?
My understanding is that he is, in preparation, has sacrificed 50 bulls to Zeus.
wow. Okay. No, that image is something.
They leak a lot that he doesn't believe in a lot of prep, that he is sort of a seat of his pants, gut fighter, instinctual guy. There's no reason to believe that that's not true, given his past experience. But there is this air of sort of psychological warfare going on, where I think both sides are trying to bait the other into being scared and to second guess themselves. And I do think that the one thing that has been forgotten in the immense amount of punditry about all of this is that that Hillary Clinton's a woman. And whether you're a traditional conservative like I am, or whether you're a hardcore feminist or something in the middle, the one thing in our culture we understand is that, or we all tend to agree on, is that being rude to women is different than being rude to other men. And the one of the few times that Trump really got hurt in the primaries was when he tried to go after Carly Fiorina and she turned on him.
So that's a real risk here for Trump, you think?
I think it's a real risk for Trump. And remember,
also a risk for her.
It's also a risk for her if she tries to overplay it. But remember Rick Lazio debate in 2000 was her moment when he tried to sort of alpha dog against Hillary and it blew up on him.
In fact, I asked him at the conventions what would be his advice would be to an opponent of Hillary Clinton's, and he said, stay behind the lectern. David, there's been a huge amount of discussion about whether debates really matter.
Yeah.
And
there's some studies that suggest they really don't. That, I mean, only a few percentage point of viewers said they really change any preferences.
Well, but a few percentage points will determine this election
in a close election.
The polls are right.
Fair enough.
But I'll tell you a story. I talked to the Census Bureau in 1980, one debate, 1 week before the 1980 election between Carter and Reagan. The Carter people were dying to debate Reagan. They thought that he wasn't smart and all of that. I went to a what's now would be called a Reagan Democratic district in Pittsburgh. It was then just called Democratic. and every single white voter I talked to said the same thing. Ronald Reagan stood on that stage for 90 minutes with the President of the United States. I liked him. He wasn't too old. He wasn't scary. I'm going to vote for him. And I then went through that weekend to California, and the same thing kept, I kept hearing the same thing over and over and over again. In fact, when I filed my story the day after the debate, my editor at NPR said, that can't be true. All those voters can't be saying that.
But they
and
were.
I kept saying, I can't do all those accents. You know, I'm not that good. But
Cokie, you're that
but
good.
but it made an enormous difference. And I, that Monday night, Linda Wertheimer and I went on the air saying that it was going to be a landslide. And everybody said, oh, this is what happens when you put women on. And of course, it was a landslide.
Joan, I'll give you the last word. So these things really do matter?
These things really can matter. There're going to be three of them. And I think the overall impression matters more than anything individually. There's always a chance that someone just blows up. You know, that's a possibility. But my guess is that the totality of them is going to matter more than any individual one debate.
Okay. Well, the first of four is tonight, and enjoy watching it, both of you.
Okay. Thank you.
That was NPR commentator and columnist Cokie Roberts, and also Jonah Goldberg, senior editor at the National Review and a columnist for the LA Times, talking about the debate tonight. We're hours away. And we also want to hear from you. What is guiding your vote this election year? What would you like the next president to understand about your life? Tell us using the hashtag Dear Washington. You can do it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Let us know so we can tell your story this election season.